Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Well, players, I'm back. And as I said before, I was in the middle of talking about me going through the recruiting process and my son going through the recruiting process. And it was a very challenging situation while he was going through the process, because neither one of us had done that before, and it was something all new to us, and we learned the process the very hard way. I was expecting, and I, as most parents, I believe, are expecting to be able to rely on your high school coach and sitting down with him or her, and they give you all the ins and outs of the recruiting process and you being successful at it at the end of the day. But that was not the case here, and I'm not saying that to downplay my high school coach. I'm saying that simply because my high school coach, or my son's high school coach at the time, hadn't experienced the process. He hadn't had any children that had made it to that level of play and was seriously being recruited by any Division I coaches before, so it was something new for him. So I moved on and I tried to reach out to the athletic director. The athletic director had some experience with it because he had had a number of young players that had went on and played at the college level, you know, whether or not it was football, baseball, or basketball. So he had some experience with it, but it was very limited. But he did have one of the guidance counselors that was very knowledgeable of the subject. So he came in and he sat down and briefly talked to me about it and gave me a whole lot of good information, and I treasured that opportunity and thought very highly of him for taking the time to come out and share that information with me. But my next thing on that note was, okay, if you took the time to share that information with me, is it possible that you can share the same information with others, other parents that are not going through the recruiting process, but their children may have the potential? Look at your high school team. Look at your middle school team. Look at the number of players on each team, no matter what team it is, lacrosse, field hockey, soccer, baseball, basketball, volleyball, whatever. Look at that team. Look at how many of them young children, young people, have the opportunity to be successful collegiate players. Now, when I say collegiate players, I don't necessarily mean Division I, you know, the Princeton, the Yale, the Duke, the, you know, UCLA, the Texas A&M, Texas Tech, you know, Oklahoma Sooners. I don't mean those teams. I just mean simply being a collegiate player. That could be anyone from Division I, II, or III level player, junior college player, or NAIA player, but have the potential to go on and play at that next level. There are several of them that have that potential. But guess what? Oftentimes, and I like to use that, miss out on the opportunity because of what? Because the information is not made available to them early enough for them to make any sound decisions. And if they're unable to make these sound decisions, what happens? They miss out. So, going back to what I was talking about and getting through the process, decided to start making some inquiries on my own as far as the process was concerned, because, you know, I felt as though the information that the guidance counselor provided was good information, but I needed to know more. I need to know more. I need to know some of the do's and don'ts. I needed to be grossly involved in this process to the point of I know it inside and out, to the point of where now I can share this information with other parents. So I took that task on. And taking on that task, my eyes was open when I had the opportunity. My son and I, we had the opportunity to attend the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp. And when we attended that camp, there was a portion for the student athletes to get some classroom time, as well as the parents that attended the camp. And there were a number of parents that attended, and there's a number of parents that attend each year. Actually, on average, you can have anywhere between 40 to 60 parents that will attend that camp each year. And they do have a parent program at the camp. And that parent program helps parents understand how to deal with the high-profile student-athlete. If your child is one of the top 100 kids in the country, there are some things that you need to be aware of to help them deal with some of the things that they're going to encounter over the next few years. So, if that's that for the top 100, why isn't that same principle and same factor and the same program in effect for the average everyday kid? So, as a result, what happened? I created a program called the Parents Coach the Parent Network, and we've been moving forward trying to assure that some of these things are in place for the everyday student athlete and his parents. You know, and getting around to talking about raising the student athlete, you know, I had to make sure that I stayed in tune with whatever my son was going through during the process to make sure that he stayed focused and stayed involved in the classroom side of things. You know, whereas you know, some of his friends were able to do some things at the end of the day or at the end of the school year that he wasn't able to do because we needed to make sure that we was dotting the right I's and crossing the right T's. And what I mean by that, if there was a class that at some point in time you let get away from you because of whatever reason and the grade wasn't your best work, then I pushed him and directed him to take that class over. And he took that class over during his senior year in high school. Actually, he did a number of classes that he took over during the senior year in high school, along with a summer school class that he took over prior to his senior year in high school. So that all that was something that helped his grade point average. All that are things that boosted him to the position where he needed to be as far as being able to qualify NCAA eligibility. Had he not done that, and had I sat back and said, no, his skills and his talent will get him there, then as a result, what would have happened? He probably would have been one of them young men that would have ended up either not going to school or frustrated because now you have to attend a junior college, which a junior college, there's no problem with attending a junior college, but oftentimes they believe that if they got the skill and they got the talent, they don't have to go to no junior college because they're better than that. Yeah, you are better than that, but had you applied yourself during the time period of your schooling, then you wouldn't have this issue of having to attend a junior college. To make the long story short, we went on and we did what we had to do, and he got on track and got everything straightened out. But, you know, I had to invest time, you know, traveling up and down the road, making sure he was able to get to the places that he needed to be at, you know, in order to, you know, make that practice, be at this camp, be at this clinic. That's invested time. Again, parents, listen, what was the key word that I just used? Invested. That was an investment for me. That was an investment for me. One of my hugest investments. I add more value to that investment than I do to my house, my car, all the other material things that I own. That investment was a key move for me. As a result, it paid off in the end. Because when it came down to college tuition and fees and things like that, all of that was taken care of at the end of the day based upon our early investments. So parents, know when you have to make that investment. Make that investment. Hey, it may be some trying times or it may be some challenging times, but if you have to make that investment or that investment will benefit you in the long run, then make that investment. Do not be intimidated by having to make that investment. Step out there on faith and make that investment. Know your child's sport. Your child's sport is very important to him or her. They love that game. They play that game. So you should know something about that game. You should be able to talk to them about that game to the point of they can sit down and understand what you're saying and you can understand what they're saying when they're talking about that particular sport. Now, don't take it to the point of where you're trying to be now a home coach. You know, when you get to the point where you're the home coach, you know, you got the coach that's at the gym or on the field, but then you got the other coach that's at home. No, that's not it, and that's something that Dr. Cohen talked to us about, and hopefully, like I said, hopefully we can get him on and get him to share some of that information with us. But don't try to be the home coach. Just be somebody that, if that time presents itself, you can reach out to him or her and talk intelligently about the particular sport and know what they're talking about when they're talking about that sport as well. Because if you're not able to talk about that sport, then that doesn't show your sincere interest. That doesn't show that you're really passionate about what they're doing. And that really doesn't show your support as a parent. So, parents, we need to be able to talk about that sport and know something about that sport. Just that easy. Next thing, with every issue like that, of course, there's money involved. You know, money involved, money involved, money involved. What I mean by that, you know, you're paying for equipment, you're paying for different practices, you're paying for training sessions, you're paying for traveling, and all these other things. If you're doing anything outside of the school system, you know, all these other things that come into play. Again, parents, I say to you, it's an investment. It's worth it. If you have to do it, or if you're engaged to do it, go for it. But on the same note, parents, know when these things are required. Know when to do these things. Don't just do it just for the sake of doing it. If there's no benefit from it, and such as what I mean by that, I'm going to be very quick with this. If there's no benefit from it, such as this is not a recruiting period. This is not a period where coaches are actually out there evaluating your child for a scholarship. Then why send your child out there just to play in? Let your child rest his or her body because they need that rest. You know, so I talked about investing time. I talked about knowing the sport, and I talked about financial responsibilities. You know, those are the things I want to talk about in my book. So I hope to hear from you soon. This has been M.H. Scott, the founder of the Parents Coach Parent Network. And again, you can always reach us at pcphr@aol.com, or you can reach us at PCP Network on Twitter, PCP Network on Twitter. We also have a Facebook page by the same name, PCP, Parents Coach and Parent Network. I'm sorry, Parents Coach and Parent Network. Again, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And hope to hear from you soon.